Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and I am live at the National Pageant Convention, sponsored by iHeartRadio and Pageant Planet. Prior to me getting started with the show, I would love to give a special thank you to Miss Victoria Gyro from the National Pageant Convention. I will be interviewing some amazing and talented vendors, and hey, you might get to meet some of the title holders visiting and signing autographs. So actually, I have someone very special here.
Hi, my name is Jesse Biddle. I am with Jalen Photography, based out of Cincinnati, Kentucky. And I'm here meeting awesome, beautiful people and just having a blast seeing all the bling and all the shiny things.
So tell me a little bit about Jalen Photography.
So Jalen Photography is my creative outlet. I'm very analytical. I'm an accountant during the day. So in the evenings and weekends, I get to get creative with my models. I specialize in senior photography and also dipping into pageant photography. I've done some headshot sessions probably the past couple of years, and I really love pageants. I've been in pageants. I know so much about pageants. I don't know the statistics about everything. I don't remember every single title holder's name, but I do love everything pageant, and I just love making women and girls feel beautiful, putting on them fake eyelashes and that lipstick and telling them to smile for the camera and making them feel like movie stars. So it's really something that is a passion of mine.
Okay, awesome. And how can they get in contact with you if you want to get their photo done?
Absolutely. They can either give me a call or text at 859-588-5508, or you can shoot me an email at Jesse, that's J-E-S-S-Y, at jlandphotography.com. So just hit me up, find me on Facebook. I'm Jesse Biddle, J-E-S-S-Y, and my headshot is like one of my pageant headshots from 2 years ago. So I've never
She's changed. So beautiful, everybody. So beautiful.
But I love getting creative with like a parachute. I don't know if you've ever had a photo shoot with a parachute, but it is awesome.
Wait, so are you outside, like actually up in the air in a parachute?
No. We're on the ground.
Okay.
This is a parachute. We wear the parachute like a skirt.
Oh, wow.
And then we have assistants, like, flowing it.
That's
another picture where she's laying on the ground on top of the parachute, and it's just shimmery, shiny. It's awesome.
You all have to go and look. Are these on your website or some of them?
Yes. If you also find me on Instagram, it's j.lynphotography.
Okay.
So just make sure you put that period after the J, and I pop up on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. You can see all of my parachute pictures. I did a unicorn session last summer. That was really
that fun.
Yeah. I took a horse and painted its mane in pastel colors and bought a horn off of Amazon, stuck it on its mane. Oh, gosh, it was beautiful. I loved it.
Well, you sound like you're really fun to work with.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you, and I hope you're having fun here.
Absolutely. I'm loving it.
Well, good. Well, I will talk to you a little later.
Okay.
Thank you. As we speak, there is a Bella Rose fashion show that is about to start and Allison Hardy group session, which is going to be the second session that she has. So actually right now I'm going to be interviewing Melanie Green, owner of Madison Avenue Prom Pageant in Dressy Casual. Okay, right now she's actually putting on an earring for a little girl. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Melanie Green. I'm the owner at Madison Avenue Prom Pageant in Dressy Casual.
And can you talk a little bit about your style of dresses that you carry?
I try to carry a variety of selection. I carry anything from prom to pageant. I specialize with a line that's nothing but plus sizes, anywhere from size 14 to 40. And I also carry casual lines, things like you would wear to Keeneland or to a wedding or, you know, on a date night, that type of thing.
And a little bit earlier, I talked to you, and you said you have some dresses that are one of a kind. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. I specialize with MacDougall in what's called the one-of-a-kind couture dresses. So basically they're concept gowns that MacDougall will produce and then decide whether he wants to include them in the next release. The ones that are not included in the next release, I end up with a lot of those in the store. So it's the only one that was ever made, and it's not released in any other color or style.
Oh, wow. And ladies and gentlemen, she has some amazing dresses. I want to go shopping now. And she has some beautiful jewelry as well, earrings, bracelets, necklaces. And how can our audience get in contact with you?
I am on Facebook. I have a Facebook page where they can call the store directly. Our store number is 859-625-0808.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And you have a good time.
Thank you, too.
As you can hear, the fashion show is going on as we speak right now, and it's a lot of people here. It's really, really fun. Don't forget that you can still attend the National Pageant Convention. It is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Lexington, Kentucky at the Lexington Expo Center. So actually, I'm headed over here to my next guest. She's enjoying the fashion show, but I'm going to interview her anyway. So tell us your name and what your business is.
Okay, my name is Amy Lamb, and my business is Lipstint. But I also have a Facebook group called Just Girly Girl. If you don't mind, look that up and join my group. So I showcase all of our makeup. We have foundation. We have lip color. We have eyeshadow. All of it is anti-aging, and it is also waterproof or water resistant. So our premier, our wow product is, and Lip Tint is a long-lasting lip color. You can wear it between 4 and 18 hours.
Trust me, it is. I went to wash my hands, and it didn't come off.
It's amazing. Yes, it is awesome. That's our wow product, and it's what got me hooked. So 2 years ago, I started selling it. If you apply it in 3 layers, and then you seal it with the cloth, and you are good to go for the day. And you can eat, you can kiss, you can just... you know, it doesn't transfer on your clothes or white pillows or anything. It's awesome.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you. And how can they get in contact with you personally to get some cosmetics?
Okay. Well, you can look me up 2 ways. You can go to Facebook, AIMEELAMB, Amy Lamb, or Just a Girly Girl. And my phone, let me see. Yeah, you can call me. You can text me, 859-230-4244.
Well, thank you so much for letting me interview Miss Amy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Have fun. Oh, wow. They have a fashion show, and actually Journey is on here. She was one of your international queens a while back for International Miss. So she looks absolutely gorgeous on stage. I'll let you kind of hear the MC for a bit. Okay, so since I'll let you listen to that a little bit, I'm actually going to interview one of the directors for USA Ambassador Pageant. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Could you introduce yourself and your role with the pageant?
Sure. My name is Kristen Thurston, and my mom and I were mother daughter team. Barbara Thurston, we are the national directors of the USA Ambassador Pageant.
Go mother-daughter themes. I love that. So what is so unique about your system from other systems in the industry?
No, that's a great question. There's a lot of great pageants out there, and something different about us is that part of our scoring, we actually really like to strive to find that individual girl's strength. So we have personal interview, which is 35%, 25% evening gown, 15% onstage chat, and then our final 25% is USA fashion wear, but there's a little twist. We offer 8 different optional categories, and if a contestant chooses to enter one of our 8 different optional categories, we offer both onstage and offstage, and that they score higher in one of those categories, they can actually replace their 25% in USA fashion wear. So we offer everything from talent to photogenic to spokesmodel, community service, scholastic achievement, you name it. So.
Wow, actually, I did not know that. I think that's wonderful, and that's very unique because a lot of systems don't let you do that. You kind of have to stick with what the status quo is, but you give them options to really express themselves. So that's really awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we know that people have great talent. We know people do really well in school, so we really wanted to make sure that each contestant, whatever they excelled in, they had that opportunity to have that part of their scoring system.
Okay, awesome. Well, how are you liking the passing convention so far?
It's great. I think there's been a need for this for a long time. It's my first time in Lexington, Kentucky. It's beautiful.
Oh, so goodness. Yeah,
it's beautiful. Met a lot of great contestants, a lot of great vendors, and I hopefully this continues in even more places. So.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You have a good day. Well, right now they have that fashion show going on. A little later, from 1:30 to 2, we have Miss Teen United States Meet and Greet fashion show. Then the Miss Chris fashion show at 2 o'clock. Then 2:33, Allison Hardy has her Meet and Greet show again. And then after that, you have John Carlos fashion show, Miss Kentucky Meet and Greet, and everything like that. There's so much more, and I'll read a little bit later. But I'm going to come here and interview some more people. So can you please tell me your name and where you are from in the business? Okay, we had a little technical difficulties right now, but what we'll do is actually interview your Miss Kentucky Outstanding Teen. Hi, can we interview you on the live radio here right now?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so tell us your title. Even I just told them, but tell us your title and where you're from and your name.
I'm Miss Kentucky's Outstanding Teen. I'm from Frankfort, Kentucky, and my name is Abigail Quammen.
And how have you liked the pageant convention so far?
It has been awesome. Let me tell you, we have some great booths down here, meeting a bunch of new people. There's some awesome fashion shows. It's really been great.
Awesome. And what has been the best part of your reign so far?
Honestly, the people. My favorite thing has been visiting elementary schools, and my platform is Read to Succeed. So really pushing education in the kids of Kentucky has been life-changing for both me and hopefully them. And, you know, you never realize how much of an impact you're actually making on someone until you visit an elementary school. You walk in, and they think that you are a real princess, and you could be changing their life one day, and so it's really cool.
Awesome. And when do you give up your title?
I give up my title Labor Day weekend. It's going to be an amazing show, so I hope everyone comes out. It's going to be sad, but I can't wait for the next girl to have an amazing opportunity like I have. So.
Yes, and it's a bittersweet moment, but you've been a wonderful queen, and I've watched you grow a lot. You've done really wonderful for Kentucky.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, you have a wonderful time here and enjoy everything.
You as well. Thank you so much for interviewing me.
You're welcome. Actually, I'm going to come over to our booth for a second and interview my mother. She's sitting right here, and I'm going to interview her for a few seconds. How has the business been running so far?
Oh, it's been awesome. We have had a lot of individuals come by and book up for the magazine, the radio talk show. And so if you're interested in getting on Crown Top with Burgundy, just all you have to do is just go to her Facebook page and sign up.
Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to come over there and get on the show. Mess with her a little bit. But we're going to go over here and interview some more vendors. There's so many vendors around here. It's absolutely insanity. But we're here at the Bluegrass Essential Oils right now. And I'm going to actually have one of the vendors actually talk to us. So if you can tell us your name, what you do here, and everything about all the essentials.
Well, my name is Hannah Peach, and we're with Young Living Essential Oils, and we're here today because a lot of women just don't know what's in the makeup that we use every day. So the average woman puts more than 300 chemicals a day on her body. The majority of those are before breakfast, before we leave the house. And makeup is one of the worst products that we use because it contains chemicals that have been proven to cause cancer and disrupt our hormones. So we're here today just to kind of help everyone know what's in makeup and offer a solution. We have the Savvy Minerals all-natural makeup that we're letting people try on and find the colors that work for them.
Well, thank you. That's a lot of information, honestly. And could you tell us a little bit about what you have as far as the I see a shampoo and the conditioner, intensive moisturizer.
Yeah, so that kind of just goes on to the chemicals that we use every day. There are chemicals in our shampoos, our conditioners, toothpaste, and we're just aren't aware of what all is in our products. And so Young Living has a lot of great all-natural products that are infused with the essential oils, so you can get rid of chemicals and get the benefits of the essential oils while you're just doing your daily routine.
Well, thank you so much for giving us all that information that I feel that everyone needs to know. Kind of, you know, us as women, we always want to put makeup on and look really beautiful, especially in the pageant modeling industry. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Okay, well, I'm heading over here, and we actually have a few more title holders. Actually, I have Miss Virginia right now, and I'm going to actually interview her right now on the show. So if you could just tell us your title and what your name is, and then a little bit about your reign so far.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chelsea Rose, Miss West Virginia, United States, and I was actually just crowned 2 weeks ago, so my reign just started. I'm really excited. Nationals is in July 4th over in Orlando. And I'm just really excited. I'm trying to get out there as much as possible and do an appearance after appearance. So
you just got crowned. What is one of your favorite appearances you think you will have this year or that you have planned?
I actually, next month I'm doing a Simply Southern fashion show with a big company in West Virginia, and it'll be a lot of fun to go out there with them and meet everybody with the company, and it's just going to be a great experience. Everybody's driving their Jeeps out. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much, and good luck at Nationals. And so we actually have another title here, so just tell us your name, what you look forward to, and your title as well.
I am Gabby Armour. I'm Miss Team Kentucky United States, and I look forward to Nationals. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've had such an amazing year already, and I can't wait for the rest of our year.
And what is your plot?
My platform is SMILE, which means serving many individual lives every day. It's to promote community service among teens and other adults in the state of Kentucky as well as our nation.
And how are you liking the pageant convention so far?
It's been a lot of fun. I went and tried out a bunch of dresses. We had a bunch of fashion shows. I get to be at a Dillard's fashion show, and I'm really excited about it. It's been really great.
That's awesome. And what do you think about the pageant convention so far?
It's a really great idea. I think this is definitely something that the pageant industry needs to get everybody together and everybody organized and so people can see what there is to offer, whether it's coaching or headshots or hair and makeup and different organizations. I think it's a really, really good idea. I'm excited for it.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you all have a wonderful day. So I'm going to keep going. There's so many vendors. You have no idea. There's Little Miss Kentucky Pageant, the Royal Arts. You have actually the AMTSO pageant system. I'm actually going to get one of the new, it's not the new systems, but it's new to the pageant industry, but she's not new to the pageant industry. She is overcrowning me, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. And she can tell us her title as well, since she'll be going to National soon. And just a little bit about what this what her business is.
Well, hi, my name is Annie Shanette Acosta. I'm the current Mrs. Ohio Globe. I would be competing for the Mrs. USA title in Cali, Palm Springs, in June. We started a company called Crown Me. It's basically just letting everyone know that we believe every girl deserves a crown, and Crown Me and the definition of it really stands for. I forgot my words. I apologize. Can I start over?
Sorry, we were having a little bit of technical difficulties, but okay, so we still have her here, and she's back on.
Apologize about that there. So we believe that every girl deserves a crown, and the definition of crown means stands for proclaiming your victory. So whether you win the crown or lose, we still believe that there is a victory and you're competing for a crown. Every girl deserves a crown, and there's a reason to proclaim your victory.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you all. Please go follow Crown Me on Instagram. It's Crown Me Design. Thank you very much. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
Okay, so we're going to come back to Matilda J., but we're here at Lady M, and I'm going to let her introduce herself, who she's with, and who she's representing, and a little bit about the store.
Hey, everyone. My name is Brianna Stahl, and I'm here with Lady M Swimwear for all your pageantry needs. We have our one-piece swimsuits and then our two-piece ones as well in a variety of color here at the convention. And if you can't make it here today, we have all these represented at Miss Pris Gowns as well.
And what has been your favorite part about just being able to talk to people about the swimwear, floor patterns, and everything?
Yeah, I would definitely say my favorite part is sitting there talking to the customers about, you know, what's going to fit their body correctly and look the best on stage, as well as, you know, finding a color that complements their skin tone and just getting them to look their very best for their big day.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And make sure that you, if you are here, make sure that you visit their booth. Actually, I'm going to speak to Miss Victoria. So tell us your title and your role in the National Pageant Convention.
Yeah, hi, I'm Victoria Giroux, the director of the National Pageant Convention. Having a great time here today.
Hey.
Lots of wonderful vendors, lots of great pageant people. We're having a great time. We've got some fashion shows starting up. We've got about three more, I think, coming up. Lots of beautiful gowns, lots of jewelry, lots of hair and makeup being done.
And how can they follow and be a part of this?
Yeah, well, you can follow from afar. Our Instagram is at nationalpageantconvention.com. You can find us on Facebook. Everything's just National Pageant Convention. I guess it wasn't .com, right?
It's just National Pageant Convention. Yeah. You can go to the website.
NationalPageantConvention.com. Everything is just National Pageant Convention. You can follow us. I've been trying to keep up with our Instagram story. So give us a shout out and let us know what more you want to see from here.
Well, thank you so much for having come talk with
us. So glad you're here.
Yes, we've gotten to talk to a lot of the vendors, and we're actually going to go over here and go to Kurt and Taylor and talk with them while they're doing hair and makeup.
Perfect. They pulled in. There's a lot of proms around here today.
Oh, and so they got a lot of the proms.
Yeah, they had all these pageant girls who are going to prom tonight. So, yeah.
Hey, that's a good way to network. Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so right now we're going to go over here to Kurt and Taylor, as I said earlier. They're actually doing hair and makeup. Actually, one of them's doing Miss Katie. She's the director for Miss Kentucky United States. But I'm going to interview them while they're, like, concentrating. But tell me a little bit about your business.
Do I need to say my name first? Is it?
Yes, this is very live. Yes, okay, so tell us your name and then tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, all right. Well, hi, I'm Kurt Jordan, and this is my friend and my partner in crime, Taylor Wellhoy. We're from Northern Kentucky, and we are a hair and makeup duo, and we just travel a lot and do a lot of pageants. Actually, we were gone for an entire month every weekend. And I don't really know what else to say right now besides we love this business and this industry, and book us, call us, hit us up.
And how can they do that?
Social media is the best way. You can follow me on Instagram at Kurt Jordan or add us both on Facebook, Kurt Jordan or Taylor Wellhoyt. And that's the best way.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And I will let you finish doing your hair and makeup and everything. You're welcome. I interviewed one of your girls, too, by the way. Okay, so as I'm looking, you have the Miss Pris people here. You got John Carlos here. There's a lot of vendors that have a lot of funk and ways that they can help you in the pageant industry right now. So I'm going to come back here to Matilda Jane, and I'm going to interview her. So, can you please tell us your name and where you're from and your business and just a little bit about it?
Hi, so my name is Billy Smith. I'm from the Northern Kentucky area, and I am an independent trunk keeper with Matilda Jane Clothing. Matilda Jane Clothing is just a whimsical and unpredictable approach to fashion for all ages of girls, from 0 to 3 months in baby, all the way up to size 2X in women. We produce high-quality, super comfortable clothing that are made to last. Plus, we have a few home and specialty items. Most of our prints are hand-painted by our exclusive in-house artists. The original prints that you see in our Matilda Jane items can't be duplicated by others. We really pride ourselves in the versatility of our designs that will help our girl take on whatever the day brings, whether that be playtime all the way through to special and social gatherings. Our mission for the company is not only based on how our clothing makes you look, but even more about how it makes you feel. For our girls, it's all about keeping a little girl looking little. And, of course, the twirl factor is just an added bonus. Our clothing is sold exclusively through our trunk keepers, via in-home trunk shows, or through our website. Feel free to check out my website, MatildaJaneClothing.com/Billy Smith, and Billy is with an IE.
Well, thank you so much. And how can they... did you give them your website and everything? Okay, awesome. Well, they have some really cute clothes, and I might be coming back to get some and bringing my little cousins as well. But right now, we definitely have someone very important. We have your Team United States, Taylor Flake. And so I'm going to have her introduce herself again and just tell us her best part of her reign so far.
Hi, guys. My name is Taylor Flake, and I'm the current Miss Team United States. The best experience I've had so far is when we went to Louisiana. We got to go to the Children's Hospital, and so we got to volunteer in the pediatric intensive care unit, and we got to just talk with the kids and sing, and we had a dance party, and that was one of the most incredible moments I've had on this entire journey so far. But we have a lot more coming up, and I'm excited for that as well.
Well, if you want to meet her in person, she is here at the National Pageant Convention. I'm going to let her go because she has to go to a session. You know, meet and greet. She has her duties to do. So I will let you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so before we go, I actually want to interview one more title holder. So she is your reigning ANTSO Junior National Teenager. So I'm going to have her introduce herself again with the correct way of saying her title.
Hi, so I'm Madison Frame. I'm America's Junior National Teenager 2018. So ANSO is the acronym for that. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you. And what has been the best part of your reign?
And the best part of my reign is getting to spend time with my sister queens. My director is amazing, and she's really made sure that we've gotten to spend time together as sister queens and get to bond and know each other.
Okay, and how has it been so far being here at the National Pageant Convention?
It has been really fun. I've gotten to meet a lot of girls that might not have known about our system before. Our system is one of the longest-running pageant systems. We're actually coming up on our 50th anniversary next year. So it's definitely being able to introduce girls to ANSO and get them to join us.
Well, you are very articulate. You know everything about your system, and you really embody that you're never too young to be a role model. So thank you so much. I just totally pulled her, and I think she was talking to somebody. But
sure, totally fine.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope that you enjoy the whole entire convention and being able to meet everybody here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, again, you may come to the National Pageant Convention. It is here in Lexington, Kentucky at the Lexington Convention Center, or you can call it the Expo. I think thank you for tuning into the show this afternoon. Remember to visit our booth beside Miss Kentucky America, Lux, and the caricature drawing. You can always follow National Pageant Convention on Instagram at National Pageant Convention. You can also follow Town Talk of Burgundy to kind of see all the happenings. We will do a live feed. We will also do some other feeds as well. So just go back to our Instagram at Crown Talk of Burgundy. And if you want to be on the radio talk show or magazine, just email us at crowntalkofburgundy@gmail.com. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.